go to Joe in Pensacola, Florida, listening on 103.3 FM. Joe, welcome to Catholic Answers Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First, I want to say that this type of dialogue is well overdue. I live in a part of the country where my point of view is barely tolerated. In fact, if I came out of the closet, so to speak, as who I am and in my belief system, I would lose friends, and I dare say my child would probably be ostracized in school. But I think this kind of dialogue is something that we all need to be doing to help understand each other and build bridges, and I applaud you for having me on the show.
Sure.
My atheism was sort of born of a question I had about, and this is a decades-long process of a deconversion, so to speak, from Christianity to atheism. This isn't something that happened overnight. I wasn't born this way. I was born rather into a Christian home. And you can't say hello, honey. I need to get through this this phone call, baby. My daughter's right next to me.
It's quite all right. Quite all right.
Sorry, guys. But this question sort of nagged me from the time I was a child about faith and about different faiths and looking at and studying different types of faiths and beliefs in God. And I was brought up in a Catholic school and was actually taught very liberally about different faiths. And a question came up that no one could seem to answer, none of my teachers or anyone. And that was, well, what would happen to someone who was a devout Muslim or Jew or someone who's not a devout Christian? What happens to them when they die if it says in the Bible you can't get to the Father except through the Son?
Right.
And if you look at other faiths, these people believe in their hearts growing up that they are doing what God wants them to do. And the chances of somebody who's a devout Muslim or Jew converting to Christianity is slim. And what happens to somebody, for that matter, who's born in the tropical rainforest of Borneo, who's never even heard of God or Jesus? What happens to their soul when they pass? And why would they be at all even separated from God, which is what someone had told me when I was young? This brought a paradox in my mind, in the sense that it seems impossible that an all-loving, all-powerful, almighty God would allow something like that to exist. This is just a thumbnail sketch of what I've thought, and I think it's a good place to start a conversation.
Okay.
We don't have enough time to go into it, but I'll let you speak. Go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you, Joe. And I think it's important. So we're talking here not so much about the existence of just the God of classical theism, but really about a God, the God of the Bible, the God of Christianity, a God who teaches that for our decisions in this life, our decisions either move us closer to God and to eternal life with Him, or they separate us from God when we sin to eternal life apart from God, or what is usually called hell, the definitive state of eternal self-exclusion from the presence of God. And your question is a very important one. Well, what happens to people who are devout from other faiths who don't know God? If John 14:6 says, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me, doesn't it seem unfair for those who don't know God that to not be able to come to him? Well, I would say first, the Bible is very clear that God desires the salvation of every single person. God has not decreed that some people are damned and there's nothing they can do about it. 1 Timothy 2:4 makes it clear God desires the salvation of all people, all men. So with that, what the church teaches, if you look, for example, in paragraph 847 of the Catechism, quoting the Second Vatican Council, it says that those who through no fault of their own do not know the gospel of Christ or his church, but who nevertheless seek God with a sincere heart and moved by grace, they try to do what is dictated in their conscience, they too may achieve eternal salvation. So the idea is that God will judge people on how they chose to live their life based on what he gave them. If he gave them the Catholic faith, that's how they'll be judged. If he did not give them faith in Christ or even faith in him, if they're, you know, someone born in the tropics, as you said, they'll be judged on that. And this is not a newfangled way of looking at things. In Romans chapter 2, St. Paul even says that the Gentiles or the non-Jews would be judged by the law that God wrote on their hearts, even though they didn't have the law written on stone in the form of the Ten Commandments. So I think that the question, if it bothers you, first, it is possible for other people who don't believe in God through no fault of their own to be saved depending on how they've responded to whatever God gave them, whether it's through revelation and conscience or nature, whatever it might be. And second, I would say I don't think that detracts from what Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. That'd be like if I said, well, nobody can be saved from a snake bite except through anti-venom. But let's say you have a little baby who is bitten by a snake. He doesn't know about anti-venom. He doesn't know that's what's saving him. But objectively, it is. Now, things beyond his control have brought him to the means of salvation. And he doesn't know that this is what is saving him. Just as someone who chooses to follow God and what he thinks is true and right, maybe following God's incarnate Son, and who is the way, the truth, and the life, without knowing it. So, bit of a long answer there, but what do you think of the trajectory of that answer in helping you understand the problem you have in this area?
Well, it helps me understand sort of how you're thinking about it, but okay. Still, it's a very good answer, and it's probably the best answer, honestly, I've heard of that question since I've been asking it for decades. And thank you for that. But it still doesn't, it seems like then that, therefore, anyone can get into the kingdom of heaven, including a devout Muslim or a devout Jew.
Well, we must be, right. Well, actually, is where you're going with this, then why evangelize at all if anybody can get in?
Well, that would be a question. But then the other thing is to say that, why then be a Christian? Because it seems to me then if you were born in whatever circumstances you're born in, and if you live your life the best way you know how, whether or not you know God, then you have a chance for heaven. And that's great news if that's what you believe. But as an atheist, I believe it's impossible.
Okay, well, I would say, number one, why bother being a Christian? Why choose it if you can still go to heaven by choosing one of these other paths? Number one, I would say, well, why would we care about going to heaven? What's so special about that? Well, we get to spend eternity with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the communion of saints. So if that's what heaven is, and that's what we're yearning towards, and it's the greatest thing that we want to, you know, I want to just get to heaven. It's not like some kind of trendy nightclub I'm trying to get into. This is the deepest fulfillment of my heart's longing after death. Well, why bother being a Christian now? I would say it's because as a Christian, we receive a foretaste of heaven in a way that other religions do not. They may foretaste heaven dimly through their scriptures or through human conscience, but being Christian, and especially being Catholic, we have the waters of baptism to take away sin, confession to a priest when we fall and rebel against God, even after baptism. We have the Eucharist, where God's body and blood, that God's divine life nourishes us. It gives us grace, so it's like we're supercharged with God's life to actually do works of love and charity that are pretty difficult. So I would say, number one, we should be a Christian, because if we want to get to heaven, why not pick the faith that has the greatest amount of preview of what that heaven reality will be like? And I would say that the Christian faith has that. Number two, I would say, just because anyone can get to heaven, just because it's possible, it by no means is assured that it's probable. You could liken an analogy that I like about the salvation of non-Christians or non-Catholics would be this. Imagine salvation is like getting from one side of a river to another. And it's in January in the Midwest, and it's a frozen river, and there's fog. And you can't see the other side, and you walk across this frozen river. It's possible to make it, but it's also possible to not make it. But what if I was to say, well, friend, there's this bridge down the way. It's a way over to the other side that gives you a confidence that you will make it. And so if there's a way to that other side where you have more confidence and the means to go there, we would share that with anyone, even if there's a bare possibility you could go through and get to the other side in another way, the other side being heaven in this example. So what do you think of that of that example to what you brought up?
I like your thought process. I think that you obviously are someone who's studied and thought very deeply on this subject matter, and I respect that. It's hard to find anyone where I live where I can have a decent conversation like this. I'm going to have to call your show more often.
Well, Joe from Pensacola, Florida, we would really appreciate it if you called more often. And you're right. And for me as a convert, I had to think about a lot of this stuff because I had these exact same questions you had. And I was thinking, should I believe in God? Should I believe in Jesus? Should I believe in this Catholic Church? And before I could cross the threshold of belief, I had to get answers to these burning questions. And I'm grateful for those who've gone before me, even places like Catholic Answers, which gave me these answers. That's what we're in the business of. So do visit our website, Catholic.com, or call back to get more of those great answers.